This is Akashvani, the news read by Neena Arkel. External Affairs Ministry has issued an advisory urging Indian nationals to avoid all non-essential travel to Venezuela in view of recent developments. All Indians who are in Venezuela for any reason have been advised to exercise extreme caution, restrict their movements and remain in contact with Embassy of India in Caracas. The embassy's email ID is cons.caracas@mea.gov.in and the emergency phone number is +58 412 958 4288. U.S. President Donald Trump has asserted that an extraordinary military operation was carried out in Venezuela's capital, Caracas, under his direction. Speaking at a press conference at his Mar-a-Lago residence in Florida, President Trump claimed that American military power by air, land, and sea was overwhelming. He said U.S. forces targeted what he described as a heavily fortified military facility in the heart of Caracas to bring Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro to justice. Trump said the United States is going to run Venezuela until what he described as a safe, proper and judicious transition of power takes place. UN Secretary General has described the U.S. military action in Venezuela that led to the capture of President Nicolas Maduro as a dangerous precedent. In a statement, UN spokesperson Stephanie Dujarric said Secretary General Antonio Guterres is deeply alarmed and worried that the operation could have serious implications for the region. Mr. Guterres added that he is deeply concerned that the rules of international law have not been respected. He emphasized the importance of full respect for international law, including the UN Charter, and expressed concern that these rules may not have been followed. The Secretary General has called for an inclusive dialogue in Venezuela conducted in full respect of human rights and the rule of law. Meanwhile, Venezuelan opposition leader and Nobel Peace Prize laureate Maria Corina Machado said that the hour of freedom had arrived in Venezuela. In a post on X, Machado stated that Nicolas Maduro faces international justice for the heinous crimes committed against Venezuelans and citizens of many other nations. World leaders have issued mixed reactions following the capture of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro and his wife by U.S. forces. Several countries, including Russia, China, Iran, Brazil, and Cuba, have condemned the U.S. military action, calling it a violation of Venezuela's sovereignty and territorial integrity. Russia's foreign ministry has condemned what it described as a U.S. act of armed aggression against Venezuela, urging restraint and warning against further escalation. China has also condemned the U.S. airstrikes, describing them as hegemonic acts that seriously violate international law. Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel also condemned the attack, calling for an urgent response from the international community. Iran's foreign ministry described the action as an act of aggression and a clear breach of the UN Charter and international law prohibiting the use of force against sovereign states. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will virtually inaugurate the 72nd National Volleyball Tournament via video conferencing today. The tournament will be held from 4th to 11th of January at Dr. Sampurna Anand Sports Stadium in Varanasi. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath will also attend the opening ceremony. About 73 men's and women's teams comprising over 1,000 players from states and institutions across the country are set to participate. It will be the first time Purvanchal hosts a national-level volleyball championship of this scale. In under-19 men's cricket, India defeated host South Africa by 25 runs under the DLS method in the opening youth ODI of the three-match series at Willowmore Park in Binori last evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.